producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. There is a new gun rights organization out there, still in their infancy, although they have already focused where their efforts are going to be, and you can tell what it is just by the name of their group. Or the organization. It's called the NFA Freedom Alliance. And joining me from the NFA Freedom Alliance is Todd Rathner. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
So tell everybody why the NFA Freedom Alliance. What led you to this point where you decided this was an organization that needed to be created?
Well, Bill, I think that this is an area that has been largely underserved by the more traditional and better known Second Amendment organizations. There's a hunger out there, especially with the advent of the increase in suppressor sales all over the country, which has skyrocketed over the past, three or four years. And people are really hungry for an organization that represents their interests. And I think it's time. For a while, I was lobbying for. I'm a lobbyist by trade. That's what I've been doing for 20 years. I specialize in Second Amendment law. That's what I've always done. I started out as an activist and then eventually became a lobbyist. And I was continually being approached by people saying, hey, when is somebody going to work on NFA issues? And eventually I got involved with an organization that was specifically working on laws having to do with silencers and hunting with silencers. And When I left that organization, I decided that we needed an organization that focused not just on silencers, but on the whole NFA issues. And a lot of people don't know, but there are laws in almost every state has some kind of law dealing with NFA items. And some of those laws are not very good. And even in good pro-gun states, some of the laws are not very good. And a person could be trapped thinking that, well, my state is fine and I know that I can own NFA items, but some of those states have what's called a defense to prosecution, where essentially it's illegal to own an NFA item, but you have a defense to prosecution if it's registered under the NFA, and that's simply not good enough. I know someone in Texas who was arrested under that law, and it cost him $15,000 in about 8 months to get his guns back. And that's just not right. That's not the way it should be. Those laws need to be fixed. And we also have some other things that need to be fixed. And there needs to be a focus on this issue. You may have discussed on your show the ATF's so-called 41P proposal.
Not to the degree we're going to in the next segment, because that is one thing that I want to bring up.
Okay.
Is what you're talking about, is this all about the shall certify legislation that's needed? Because only looking at your map, only seven states in the United States have shall certify legislation in place, which sort of takes away that possibility of prosecution.
Well, there are two different issues. One is the shall certify issue really deals with the ATF's 41P proposal, which changes the way NFA items are transferred. What I'm talking about, the defense to prosecution issue, exists only in about six states. And what's amazing is the three states that really stand out are Alaska, Oklahoma, and Texas. Those states, it's technically illegal to possess an NFA item, but you have a quote, defense to prosecution if you're arrested. And they're not always enforced, but when they are enforced, it's absolutely brutal on the gun owner because you have to go hire an attorney, you've got to fight with a prosecutor, and it turns the Constitution on its head. It changes the burden of proof. The burden of proof normally is on the government to prove you did something wrong. When you have defense to prosecution type laws on the books where something is illegal but you have a right to defend yourself with a certain element, meaning you have the ability to defend yourself if it's registered, well, then that turns the Constitution on its head because now the burden has shifted from the government proving you're guilty to you proving you're innocent, and it's just plain wrong. And in states like Texas, Oklahoma, and Alaska, and Tennessee is another one. It really turns the Constitution on its head. It needs to be fixed, and we aim to fix it.
Are you basically telling me that in those states that you're mentioning that while you can obtain NFA items and own NFA items and use NFA items, that it's really going to be up to the mood of somebody in law enforcement or the ATF as to maybe them coming down and deciding to arrest you, because even though they allow the ownership, it's technically illegal to have it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, 100%. That's exactly correct. And you would expect something like that in a state like maybe California, Massachusetts, New York, or maybe even Illinois. But you wouldn't expect that in states that are traditionally pro-gun. But in Texas, one of the worst cases is a fellow that I talked to in Texas, and he's shown me court documents. I've seen it all. I know the whole story. And essentially, he was in a situation where a security guard who happened to be an off-duty cop noticed the rifle buttstock sticking out of his bag, asked him what it was, and the guy said, "Yeah, it's a rifle," and he kindly showed it to him because, hey, who, you know, why not show it to him? Well, it had a suppressor on it, and the security guard said, "You know, that's illegal," and the guy said, "No, it's not," and he said, "Yeah, it's illegal," and he arrested him and went through the whole process, and 8 months and $14,000 or $15,000 later, he finally got everything back. But the point is that he had to go in and defend himself and prove his innocence, which is absolutely absurd.
And you're trying, and that's the whole mission of the NFAFA is to.
That's part of our mission, and if people want to see our complete mission, then we've got quite a list of things that we hope to accomplish. Some of them are short term goals, like fixing these so called defense to prosecution laws, and the Shell Certify, which you said we're going to talk about shortly. Those are the short term goals. Then we've got long term goals. But if people want to see that, they can go to our website, which is NFAFA.org, and you can see what our full set of goals are.
And if you're out there listening, see, I don't know that much about the NFA because I don't want to deal with it. So everything we're going through here right now is something I'm learning about. But the NFA Freedom Alliance is a new organization, and they have two. You can join them, and when you join them, what you're doing is enabling them to fight harder, just like you would with any other gun rights organization, although this one is focused. This is not reactionary. This is proactive. That's what the NFAFA is going to be. You can also sign up for the free alerts there and find out what's going on. And I'm going to join. I don't know if I'll ever own an NFA item, but I'm going to join. But simply because of what we just talked about, Todd, before you came on, I was talking about FOPA and the Hughes Amendment and what that did to the supply of legally owned, available, fully automatic weapons out there. You know, is that one thing that you guys are going to look at? Because I know they just sentenced two guys who tried to keep the number constant by rebuilding them, and they want the fully automatic weapons to just fall apart and go away, don't they?
Well, yeah, that's the Hughes Amendment is a real sore spot for gun owners that know about it. It was essentially an amendment to the 1986 gun control. Well, the 1986.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. I messed up. Well, did I? Where's the break? I don't hear the break. So there's the break. I did mess up. You hang on. We'll talk about that. We're going to get to 41P coming up next. My guest from the NFA Freedom Alliance, Todd Rathner, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking this hour to Todd Rathner, the head of the NFA Freedom Alliance, which is, of all the gun rights groups out there, this is the most focused and this is also the newest. And if you are a member of gun rights organizations, this is definitely one to join because this one will actually, this will have palatable results with somebody who's used to dealing with the people he's going to get to deal with. You were talking about, I had to interrupt you after I erroneously gave you a big question right at the break. So do you want to finish that up as far as the Hughes Amendment and the number of...
But let me address it briefly, and then we can go on to some of the other issues. But the Hughes Amendment has been a sore spot for gun owners for a long time. It was part of the 1986 revision to the Gun Control the Gun Control Act, and essentially it said that it closed the registry for all newly manufactured machine guns after May of 1986, and it's been stuck in the craw of gun owners for a very long time. And part of our mission is to eventually try to repeal it. And what I want to make clear to everybody is, because I don't want people to I don't want to overpromise and under deliver. We're going to need a perfect political storm to make something like that happen. We've got to have a friendly House, a friendly Senate, and a friendly President, and then we're going to have to do some real tricks to do anything to really change what the Hughes Amendment effect is. But there are no other gun organizations that I'm aware of, pro-gun organizations that I'm aware of, that have been audacious enough to go out and say that part of our mission, our actual existence and our actual mission is to repeal the Hughes Amendment. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. It's a long-term game. And if you think about what's happened with CCW permits across the country, that's a great example of how things can work. When you look at where we were 20 years ago in terms of concealed carry, there were most states you could not carry a concealed weapon at all. Most
right.
states didn't have a permit system. And so what happened is that people passed these laws all across the country, and you got state legislators used to the idea of people carrying concealed weapons, and now they love the program. Legislators love it. They think it's a great program. And what's happened is now we've had national concealed carry laws that have been proposed over the past five or six years. A nationwide concealed carry law has been proposed over and over again, because a lot of these state legislators who are state legislators now will eventually become federal legislators. They'll become U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators, and they're comfortable with the idea. The part of our long-term strategy is to get legislators comfortable with NFA ownership, NFA gun owners, and understand what the NFA is all about and how ridiculous it is. Because anybody with any logic that goes and looks at the NFA, looks at what the Hughes Amendment does and all of these other things, whenever they look at it logically and non-emotionally, they say, this is the stupidest law you could ever imagine. I mean, why should you have to wait 9 months to get a sound suppressor when in a place like England, if you have their gun permit, you can go buy a silencer almost over the counter? It just, the laws don't make sense. And I think that once we start to educate legislators at the state level and they move up to the U.S. Congress and they move up to the U.S. Senate, they'll be more ripe for changes to the NFA at the federal level. And that's going to take time, but we've got to get the state level stuff done first.
Yeah, the England reference is interesting, because I know that on some of the estates in England with the aristocracy, that they have people there that their whole job is to cull the wild animals that are roaming them, and
sure.
all of them use suppressors.
Absolutely.
Every one of those guys has a can attached to his hunting rifle that he's out there culling the deer with. And it's easier to get one in England.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's also true in countries that have much more draconian gun laws than we have anywhere here. Like, for instance, in South Africa and New Zealand, where every single firearm has to be registered. There's all kinds of processes to go through, but you can buy a silencer almost in a hardware store. I mean, it's the simplest thing in the world, and it's logical, because all it is really a piece of safety equipment, a device that lessens the sound of a firearm, and so you can protect your ears, not aggravate neighbors, and create a better environment in all. But we've got this draconian regulation scheme having to do with silencers. That's the one that's really ridiculous. And then you move on to short barrel rifles, which are similarly regulated. What difference does it make if a rifle is 16 inches? Or is 10 inches, especially when in this country you can walk into a gun store and buy a handgun? I mean, it just, none of it is logical. There's no logic to it. It's the ugliness of the way laws are made. Now, we're never going to change the ugliness of the way laws are made in this country. What we can do, though, is educate people. And our strategy is to start working at the state level, get legislators in those state legislatures educated on NFA issues and have them understand how ridiculous they are and how illogical they are, which will hopefully and eventually lead to a repeal of some of these federal level laws once they're educated.
Well, if I encourage everybody out there, we're coming up on the next break, Todd. I encourage everybody out there to go to nfafa.org. At least sign up for the email alerts, but join them. By all means, join them. And by the way, I'm not going to give it too much talk. There's certain stunts going on out there in the world right now that are purporting that they're going to repeal everything. And it's a money making, it's a whole way for somebody to pay his mortgage is the way it works out, because I've looked at how much money he wants to get versus what he's saying he's going to do. And there's no way. No way in this world. Todd is using the same long game strategy that the gun grabbers are using against us, except he's using it in the opposite direction. And he didn't pay me a dime to say that, by the way. But if you're going to join something or get behind somebody, get behind NFA Freedom Alliance.
Todd, we lost our rights incrementally. We've got to get them back incrementally.
That's right. And it's instead of chipping away at liberty, now we're going to start filling in gaps here and there as we go. And that's what NFA Freedom Alliance is going to do. So you know what? We still have a minute. I missed time. Got it wrong last time, led you into a big question, and now I'm cutting it short with a minute left. 30 seconds. There we go. 30 seconds left. When we get back, we're going to talk about 41P. Now, 41P, for a lot of people that started gun trusts in areas, the gun trust alleviated certain things that happen, and the ATF has decided, well, this ain't working out the way we want it to, so now we need to go back and reinsert some things so maybe we can go back to business as usual. I'm going to let Todd explain how that is going to work. NFA FreedomAlliance.org. I'm joining. I'm going to be joining. And Todd's going to be coming with us. He'll be coming back from time to time. We'll find out what's going on this. The only focused gun rights group out there right now attacking one particular whole setup, going after it full bore. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to stay big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Talking to Todd Ratner from the NFA Freedom Alliance. The first thing that I think that you guys are focused on is, it's very succinct. If you go to the right page, at the top of the page on the website, says, the problem, ATF-41P. Why is this a problem? This is a new ATF. I know why it's a problem, but you explain why it's a problem.
Sure. The typical way that people purchase NFA items is you go to your local NFA dealer, which is called an SOT. They have a special occupational tax stamp that they have, and they can sell things like silencers and short-barreled rifles and machine guns. So you go and you want to buy a silencer, let's say. They give you what's called a Form 4, an ATF Form 4. You fill out the Form 4. Then you've got to take a photograph and fingerprints and take it to your local chief law enforcement officer to certify the form. And what they're certifying is that it is legal for you to own it in your state. Let's say you lived here in Arizona. It would be legal for you to own it, and that they have no reason to believe that you would commit a crime if you got it. So you have to go to the chief law enforcement officer and get that sign off. That usually takes between 30 and 60 days, or sometimes even more, up to 90 days in some places. But the chief law enforcement officer is not compelled to sign it. So what we have is many places, including Dallas County, Texas, for instance, where the chief law enforcement officer, as a matter of policy, will not sign. They just don't even want to see the forms. Right here in Tucson, Arizona, where I live, the Tucson Police Department will not even accept the forms, won't even look at them. So while I was working lobbying for a silencer trade industry group, I came up with the concept that why not do what we did with CCW and compel them to sign? let's pass a state law that says that if you present it to them and you are not a prohibited possessor under state law or under federal law, they've got 30, 60, or 90 days, whatever your choice is in that state, whatever you can negotiate at the state level, compel them to sign it so that they have to sign it if you're not a prohibited possessor. And we went over it in a bunch of different places, and I was able to get it passed in three states, and there were a couple of other states that had similar laws, and then a couple of states passed it on their own with the help of other organizations. But the ones that I worked in were Arizona, Utah, and Oklahoma, and we got it passed, and it's working. What it says is that if you're not a prohibited possessor, they have to sign it. I was the first person in Tucson to get the Tucson Police Department to sign off on to certify a form one, actually, to build a short-barreled rifle. In the history of the Tucson Police Department, as far as anybody knows, I was the first person other than a law enforcement officer that they signed off on. Now, the reason that we have to do this is because the ATF is the other way that you can get an NFA item is by forming what's called a firearms trust or a gun trust. What a gun trust does is it creates an entity that owns the item. And if you're a trustee, then you can use the item. And you're a trustee of this trust. So now the ATF says, well, okay, if you're a trust, you're not a person, so we can't make you go through what's called the CLIO certification process. So you skip that process and you go directly to the ATF with your forms. You don't have to submit your fingerprints or a photograph. You don't have to go to the CLIO because you're not a person. You're a trust. So you submit it directly to ATF and you skip the CLIO certification. Well, the ATF decided now, about a year ago, they said, well, wait a minute, this is a, quote, loophole in the law. It's not a loophole in the law, it's the law. The law says a trust doesn't need a CLIO certification. So the ATF said, well, now we're gonna quote, close the loophole and we're gonna force you to go to the local CLIO even if you have a firearms trust. And so now what's happening is ATF has got this proposal. It's called 41P, and you can go to our website. We have links to it. If you click on what is 41P and what is the our 41P plan, if you go to our website, you'll see it. It explains the whole thing. And ATF is saying that in January they're going to promulgate a new regulation based on an executive order from the president that if you are a trust, you're going to have to go through the CLIO sign-off process. And the problem with that is that you've got these local CLIOs who, as a matter of policy, refuse to sign off on these forms. So what we're going to do is we're going to compel them to sign off on them. And we've already done it. I've already done this, and I did a couple of them by myself on my own, and then I did some under the banner of another organization, and now we're doing it under the NFA Freedom Alliance banner. And this is one of the reasons that I formed the organization, because we've got to maintain focus on this issue. If we do not pass shall certify laws in enough states, the backlog on NFA items is just going to increase. It's going to cause a huge funnel where people are going to get stuck because these CLIOs, as a matter of policy, are just going to say, no, we're not going to sign off on them. What we need to do is pass shall certify in as many states as possible to compel them to do it. I mean, after all, they work for us. How could they, as a simple matter of anti-gun policy, just say, well, we're not even going to look at it. Well, we're not going to tolerate that. We're going to put it on their desk, and they're going to have to look at it, and the state law is going to say they either have to sign it, or if they reject it, they're going to have to give you a reason why they rejected it. And then if you have that reason, you're going to have an appeals process you can go through in order to appeal their decision, so they're not the final word on it. And it's not the perfect solution. There would be a better solution if we could just fix it and, for instance, take suppressors and short-barrel rifles out of the NFA altogether. But that's a long-term strategy over a lot more time. The best thing we can do right now to stop what the ATF is trying to do is to pass shall certify laws in as many states as possible.
Well, what they're counting on is that there are some chief law enforcement officers. The trust is sort of the end around them for not signing off on it. They're counting on reinserting that and then making it harder to get through that, right? That's the whole goal. And the shall certify legislation would just simply tell them, this is your job, sign it.
Yes. And I think I described the process for an individual to go and get an NFA item a little bit better than I did the trust. Essentially, what you do is you can there are trust attorneys that are doing them for $100, and then you can do even more complex trusts that do more things for more money. But you pay your attorney to form a trust. The ATF treats the trust as a quote entity. So you don't have to go through the CLIO sign-off process, the CLIO certification process, and you go straight to the ATF for approval of your Form 1 or your Form 4. But the problem is that there are CLIOs that absolutely refuse to even look at this paperwork. Like I said, Dallas County, Texas is a perfect example. And Tucson, Arizona was a perfect example. Tucson Police Department wouldn't do it. And so what we're saying is, at the state level, we're saying if a person is not a prohibited possessor, then you have to look at it. And if they're not a prohibited possessor, you have to approve it. And if you don't approve it, then you've got to provide in writing the reasons why you haven't approved it. And we're also putting a time limit in. Kansas has got a time limit of 30 days. And Arizona has 60 days because that's the best we can negotiate at the time. And we'll reduce that time in Arizona eventually. But we're giving them guidelines, and we're giving them a time limit, and they've got to approve it or deny it in that amount of time. And if they deny it, they've got to give you a reason in writing, which you can use to appeal it. You can either go to a court, or in some places you'll have an administrative procedure where you can appeal it. And this solves some of the problem of this ridiculous 41P proposal by the ATF.
Yeah, I can see how it would work. I'm being educated as you speak. Coming up on the last break, NFA Freedom Alliance. Go to their website, nfafa.org. Sign up for something, because this guy is focused. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Todd Rathner, the NFA Freedom Alliance, one of the statements that you'll find on one of their pages is they have the knowledge, experience, and track record to get what needs to be done done, but they can't do it without your help. By joining the NFA today, you play an instrumental role in helping us get this important legislation passed. This is targeted. Most of the time when... And Todd, you've worked with a lot of these guys that I know. When you see Larry Pratt coming on TV or something, he's reacting to something that's being proposed, where you're going after something that exists and trying to bring sanity to the equation, aren't you?
Well, that's true. We're extremely proactive, and even before 41P was proposed, we had come up with the concept of Shall Certify for NFA forms, because I just knew this kind of stuff was coming on the horizon, and that we ought to be prepared for it. And so, certainly, we are reacting to the ATF 41P issue, but we had already had legislation in our pocket that we were going to try to pass in some pro-gun states to see how it worked, like in Arizona. And but then when the 41P plan came down, we said, oh, this is the perfect short-term solution. This is one way that we can blunt the sting of this thing. And what folks need to understand is I've been doing this a long time. I've got a track record you can check out. You can see the things that I've accomplished over 20 years of lobbying. I was one of the chief authors of the constitutional carry law here in Arizona, where you don't need a permit to carry a concealed weapon. I've done some other big things that I think are important to gun owners, and so I've already accomplished this. I'm not wet behind the ears in some new guy who's got some idea and thinks people ought to donate money to us, just based on my great idea. This is based on a track record of accomplishment that's verifiable, that you can go look up and you can find out for yourself and see what I've accomplished. You can talk to people that are in this world and in this industry and see what I've been able to accomplish. I've got the plan. I've got the bills in my pocket. I've got a bunch of states lined up to start working on this. The one thing that people can really help with is to give me the fuel so I can get to these places and go and actually lobby for them. What a lot of people don't understand is it's not necessarily about the actual lobbying or schmoozing with people and things like that. What this is about is physically getting to legislatures to actually lobby for these bills and get out there and talk to them and educate them on it. And it's really expensive to fly from anywhere to anywhere, for instance, from Phoenix to Austin, Texas, to get this done. Whenever there's a hearing on a bill, you got about 3 days notice, and if you get that much notice, it be heard and to be able to speak to legislators and educate them on the issue. And so we need the fuel in the tank. We've got this machine ready to go. We've just got to fuel it. And that's the ugly part of this, is that it costs money. It's unfortunate, but it costs money. And so we need people's help in order to get this machine going, to get it started. We've had a lot of people join just in the first week alone. We've had over 2,000 people sign up on the Facebook page. Well, that doesn't equate to money, but it equates to an army of people that we can talk to. And if we can build the Facebook page and get people information about this so they can call their legislators when the bills are actually filed, but we also need people to contribute money whatever they can contribute, we're happy for. And if they can help us do that, we can make this thing run.
And one thing I want to point out with some of the other gun rights organizations, they have a very, very, I mean, they're bellying up to the buffet. They're all, when they go to, there will be things that they focus on from time to time when it rears its ugly head. But most of the time, when they're not actually going after something that they're having to react to, they're sort of dormant. They're sort of laying there. They go out there. They endorse candidates and everything. They try to educate people. I think the biggest problem you probably run into with legislators, at least, is they don't know too much about guns and the way they work, do they? They've fallen for the old Violence Policy Center assault weapon definition, and they think everything that looks like that is a machine gun, and you have to explain to them a whole, you know, just like taking them to school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's an education process. But once they're educated and you get them on your side, it's a great thing. And part of that education process is you've got to go and do it eyeball to eyeball. It's not enough to either to talk to them on the phone or send them a video or write them a letter. You've got to go and educate them eyeball to eyeball. And one of the other things that we'd like to do is to take them out, take them shooting, and show them how this stuff works, and show them. And we all know, as gun owners, we all know the minute you get a gun in somebody's hands, and they, especially in for instance, like a steel target type situation, and they fire the gun and they hear that ping for the first time, and then especially if the first time they use a suppressor, they really get into it. They really it creates a great educational opportunity, and those are the types of things that we're going to do. Is we're going to go to these states and we're going to educate folks. In places, in some of these places, it's just a matter of educating legislators to the senselessness of existing laws that we need to repeal. For instance, the reaction that we're getting in Texas right now to the Defense of the Prosecution statute and the way that's written is remarkable. Legislators are saying, "What? That's really true? Is that really true in a pro-gun state like Texas?" Well, yeah, it's really true, and yeah, we need to fix it. And so the reaction has been great, and it's a matter of being there and educating them. And in order for me to get there and go and actually do it, and I'm the guy that's going to go do it. I'm the lobbyist. I'm the guy that's going to go get it done. We need the fuel in the tank. And I hate having to ask for money. It's the hardest thing in the world, but it's the truth. It's just the unfortunate reality that I've got to get there to these state capitals and get this thing done. And the other thing about this organization is you're going to be able to talk to me, you're going to be able to be on the Facebook page, you're going to get our alerts, and you're going to be able to see our progress as we move. I'm known for sending out alerts right from the legislature while I'm actually working, as opposed to showing up on the day of a bill signing and taking credit for you know, for getting something.
The photo op.
For showing up for a photo op. You're going to be able to hear from me from the floor of the legislature, from the halls of these legislatures around the country while I'm actually doing it. And I'm really pretty good at doing that. And then I've got some grassroots volunteers that are going to help keep you apprised. When I'm actually in the trenches doing the work and I'm communicating with them, they're going to tweet, they're going to text, and they're going to post on the Facebook page, "Hey, this is what he's up to. This is what he's doing. We need you to call this guy." And the more people that we have in that network, and the faster we can talk to legislators in a massive way, the easier this job is going to be. And so we need people at all levels, whether you sign up for the free alerts or you have the ability to donate money and help us that way. Either way, all of that is helping, and we just want you to get involved.
I'm being in the chat, being asked in the chat room if you think that the now with the advent of the AR pistol and now the AK pistol with these SIGTAC braces that go on the back of them, which gets, you know, they're basically SBRs, but you don't have to go through the NFA thing. Do you think they're going to reverse that decision, making that legal to shoulder that gun?
No, I don't. Look, you can never predict what an agency like the ATF is going to do. I mean, they are really really dysfunctional and really hard to predict what they're going to do. I don't see it, but I don't see them reversing that. But what I mean, how do you reverse a decision as to how somebody holds a weapon? I mean, I just think that's
how do you enforce it?
Right? How do you enforce it? How do you? I mean, that's sort of a bridge too far, but look at that issue. It just points out the absurdity of the NSA altogether. It just, the absurdity of the way the NSA was constructed and the way that it's applied. It's just absurd. It's ridiculous that you can take an AR pistol and put a SIG brace on it, and now you've got essentially, now you've got a short barrel rifle, but it's not a rifle. And it's a pistol, and it's just crazy. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, you can carry an AR pistol in its pistol form, but if you put a certain kind of stock on it, now suddenly it becomes a heavily regulated firearm. And none of it makes any sense. And what we've got to do is over time, we've got to chip away at this and make some sense out of it. And you know, but the whole idea that back when I first moved to Arizona over...
We've run out of time. Okay. But don't worry. I'm going to circle back to you. I'll be circling back to you. NFAFA.org. Go check them out. We'll do this again in 11 hours between now and then. Remember what I always say. Stay safe. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.